What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And every 6 weeks, like clockwork, I work in a break, John.
Yeah,
every
if you make it six, that's an upset. I'll bet Mythical Money you don't make it six.
6 weeks. 6 weeks.
Can I take that bet? Mythical Money Mason does not make it 6 weeks before he goes on another vacation.
Done.
Okay.
Done. All right. Now, we have done at least 3 months without Bill Plunkett from the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group and all the other papers that he writes for. And you know what? I feel just fine. We've been able to survive without Bill Plunkett.
That's a low blow. I mean, Bill's doing us a favor.
In Bill's defense, he didn't even know that you guys were still on the air when I asked him to come on.
Oh, yeah. Screw Bill.
No,
I didn't even know there was still such a thing as newspapers.
And with that, here he is, our friend Bill Plunkett. Bill, I'm assuming that you're not back to, like, being at spring training. Are you going down there at all, or are you still pandemic grounded?
Yeah. No, I'll be heading over in a few days. The rule this year is complexes are not open to the media until the full squad reports.
Okay.
So normally I would have been there yesterday for today's report day for pitchers and catchers. I won't get there until, full squad workout is Tuesday.
So, obviously, Trevor Bauer reported today with the pitchers. How surprised were you that the Dodgers signed Trevor Bauer or that Trevor Bauer signed with the Dodgers?
Oh, a little bit. Every winter we hear these speculation and rumors the Dodgers are in on this big name and that big name. And saying they're in on a guy is, kind of just a blanket thing. They tend to call and have their fingers in every mix so that if something happens or the guy is a creative thinker like they are, they can scoop him up. And it didn't work with Bryce Harper. He wanted the long-term deal. It worked with Trevor Bauer. He's a creative thinker. He was open to a lot of money up front, short-term deal, the way it worked out. So It was a good match as far as the organization's philosophy and the player's unique personality and priorities.
Bill, if the season started for real tomorrow, who's the second baseman?
I better get moving if that's the case. Holy crap! I gotta go.
If they started tomorrow, Bill.
Is it Chris Taylor? Is it Gavin Lux? Is it to be named later? Like, who's the second baseman?
Who are they playing and who's pitching for that
right.
team?
Right.
So it's a platoon.
If it's if it's Colorado, on April 1st and their opening day starter is John Gray. Herman Marquez, both of them right-handers. I think Gavin Lux gets the shot. But I don't think it's his spot to own. I think they will, they've always searched for these platoon advantages.
Yep.
And it's going to be harder to do this year because they don't have Jock Peterson or Kike Hernandez. And those two guys were a huge part of the platoon advantages that they were able to exploit. So I think second base is one of the places where they still will take that approach where you'll see Muncy play there. You see Taylor play there. You'll see Lux play there. But I think Lux gets a chance to hit the reset button this spring.
Hey, Bill, my understanding is there's still a chance. They haven't agreed to it, but there's still a chance there could be a universal DH this year. Is that your understanding?
Highly unlikely, but anything is possible in the new era we're in and the pandemic and all. If you remember last year, the playoff format was announced either on opening day or the day before. So there's still a chance that the union and Major League Baseball will come to some kind of an agreement. I say it's highly unlikely because we're very close to the expiration of the collective bargaining agreement, and agreeing to the DH would take a bargaining chip off the table for the union. That's something they can bargain with next winter. So I don't think they're in any hurry to give it up. Although both sides want the DH, and we're going to see the universal DH probably as early as next year.
Bill Plunkett from the Southern California News Group, nice enough to join us. He's heading down to spring training later this week. Bill,
I am nice enough. That's right. You know, yeah. I have to put up with all this abuse from Mason, and yet I still come on and try and
up.
Educate you guys.
Grow
it's
up,
not
grow
easy.
A pair, Bill. Let's just go.
I know the last time I was on, I violated FCC rules, and that's probably why you didn't call for a few months.
No, we were actually never prouder of you.
I don't even remember your appearances, Bill. And after they're over, they disappear from my head.
Hey. That would explain your lack of knowledge, then, if you can't absorb this stuff.
Hey, Bill, should Dodger fans be other National League team that they should be most worried about? Is it Padres? Is it Mets? Is it Braves? Is it somebody else?
It is Padres. Yeah. I think they're clearly the two best teams in the league, if not, you know, possibly in Major League Baseball. But I do think the Braves are better than people are giving them credit for. They were very close. You know, they were only a few innings away from the World Series last year, and I think their pitching is going to be better. I think the Nationals, with their three big starting pitchers, are always dangerous in October. I don't know what the Cardinals will be yet with Arenado and Goldschmidt. It's like the 2019 all NL West team. I don't know if that works in 2021. The East, the NL East is really strong as far as being competitive. So it's going to be interesting to see who comes out of that division. But yeah, it's Dodgers Padres in the National League. That's where the strength is.
Bill Plunkett from a bunch of newspapers is with us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
So 11
newspapers.
11.
So Bill, here's an issue that I think, at least I think, outfield depth. I mean, Jock Peterson was there last year. Kike could play left. I know they've got Corey Seager who can play left now. And I think
Corey
so
Seager.
Can, I'm sorry, Corey. I keep
what?
Doing that. Chris Taylor.
What?
And I know Edwin Rios can play
cow.
Some left.
You know, you really do don't. You don't listen to me when I come
I
on the show.
I don't.
It's like,
where
it's
is
like
the
that
outfield?
Old movie, 50 First Dates.
Who are the fourth and fifth outfielders for this team?
Taylor fits in there. Matt Beatty will get a chance. Zach McKinstry is a young guy who's a utility guy, can play the corner outfield spots. I think that's why I say they're going to be fewer opportunities for them to pursue platoon advantages. So maybe A.J. Pollock is the everyday left fielder until he gets hurt. Beyond
why
that,
are you putting
gotta,
that out there? Why are you jinxing him?
History. It's history.
History does.
Yeah, it's really not a matter of if, it's
year.
When.
Yeah, he was great for 60 games last year. You know, if he's that guy for 140, then you don't have to worry about it. But I do think there's a hole to be filled there. I don't think they're worried about it, because if it is a problem, they go out and get somebody in July right before the trade deadline. And there will be plenty of options for them to look for depth at that time.
Dodger fans, that's what matters. Dodger fans are incredibly confident, Bill. Run it back. We're just going to do this again. I always point out that no team has done it since 2000 when the Yankees did it, 98, 99, 2000. Why is it so tough to repeat, and how do you feel about this group?
Baseball's season and postseason in the modern world are the most difficult to navigate of any pro sport. 162 games spread over 6 months is a long time. Very many opportunities for things to go wrong. I wrote something today, and I think if you go back over the 8 division title seasons, they probably had the most talent in the National League 4 times, 2013, 2017, 19, and 20. And they only won it once. There's just so much that can go wrong over the course of a long season, and then, you know, the crucible that October is, and it has become even more so with the additional rounds in the modern era with wild cards and all. There's just a lot that can go wrong between now and October.
Bill, last thing for me, what role do you envision Kenley Jansen will play this year? And does your answer involve the word closer?
Yes, it does. For now, I think who's closing games April to August is one answer, and who's closing games in September and October is probably a very different answer. I think Kenley gets all the rope, all the leash he needs from April to August. But then in September and October, it's a different answer. You saw that last year. They did not have confidence in him, no matter what Dave Roberts said at the time. And Julio Urias closed out the NLCS and the World Series. Now, if all seven current starting pitchers are healthy in September and October, I think one of those guys is probably closing games in the postseason, whether that's Urias or Dustin May. And maybe somebody else emerges, like if Corey Knebel is healthy. He was a really good closer for the Brewers a few years ago. Brewstar Gratterall has kind of on that closer
Blake
track.
Trinan?
He's not. He could be. I don't think so. I think their bullpen works better when they can deploy him as kind of a, you know, X factor and get those key outs, whether they're in the sixth inning or the eighth inning. And if you move him into the closer role, then who becomes that mobile piece? Maybe it's Dustin May, maybe, you know, something like that. But I think it's two very different answers, April to August and then September, October.
All right. Hey, John, do you still have one of your movie lines to test Bill?
Well, Bill, I think would get all of mine.
Are they old enough? They need to be old like me.
They're old, man.
I worked as an usher in a movie theater in high school and college. That's where I met my wife.
Movies. I always wanted to do that. All right, Bill, this would be I'll give you two lines from the same movie. You might not get this. All right. The first line is, "I am a golden god." And the second line is,
"That's almost famous."
Boom.
Wow.
Yeah, that was easy.
Wow. Well, that was my hardest one. Well, my other one's pool in a pond. Pond would be good for you.
Oh, that's Caddyshack.
Right. And then the easiest one ever, "I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse."
It's The Godfather, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Let me do mine. "I'm funny how? I mean, funny like a clown. I amuse you."
Goodfellas. Goodfellas. One of my favorite movies. Love that movie.
I've never been more impressed with you, Plunkett.
This one is very tricky. Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
That is Godfather 2.
No.
3. That's your first stumble, Bill.
Right there.
Ah, so close. So close.
And the last one, "The Price is Wrong," B-word.
Bueller. Well, the Bueller's
no,
they
B-word.
Are.
B-word.
Oh, B-word. Oh, I don't know that one. You got me there.
That is Happy Gilmore. It is spoken to Bob Barker by Adam Sandler in that movie. But
yeah,
Bill,
I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan.
Oh, you'd like Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore's funny.
All right. Bill, you did so much better than I thought you would.
Oh, yeah. It was impressive,
well,
Bill.
That's a pretty low bar. That's like trying to educate you about the Dodgers. It's a pretty low bar.
You know what I'm thinking here? You're going to go down to spring training, and you the writers and the other media people can't hang out in the bar, right? You're going to have to like quarantine in your hotel room. I feel kind of bad
If you really knew me, you'd know that I've been in a one-man bubble for years. So this is no change to me.
You're the Michael Thompson of baseball beat writers?
Minus the wine. I can't afford that.
Yeah there you go. Hey, Bill, we appreciate you coming on, I guess. And
I do, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, good luck in that 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. time slot. I hear they're moving
you
to.
And good luck with the newspaper business. I hear it's really picking up. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
All right, Bill. See ya.
See
ya. Now you hung up on him. I mean, God.
What's a newspaper?
There's
a whole generation of people saying, "What is a newspaper?"
I'm trying to remember. Plunkett came to your Christmas party, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. That's what I thought. That may have been the last time I saw him in person. He's a very good sport about
these
things.
It was a typo. It was a typo on the invitation. So coming up next, we love the movie Happy Gilmore around here. It is an absolute classic. It's celebrating its 25th anniversary. And Happy and Shooter McGavin went at each other on social media yesterday. We've got that coming up for you next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By the way, the one with you is the only one I think we're going to win.
You think we're going to win?
Or that I'm going to win. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Who are you up against?
I don't know.
It's for best play-by-play radio guy and best call of the year, right?
Yeah, yeah. Those. I'm just thinking that others might beat me. But, I mean, the votes are in. I can't do anything about it now. We'll see. Now, what I wrote back then was that you and I will be on the Zoom until we can hang until 12:40.
Right.
And then after that, we got to go to work.
Yeah, so we'll give us our award early.
Or at least give our category early.
Us our award early. Go ahead and FedEx that stuff to me. trophy. All right, so Happy Gilmore 25th anniversary. Classic movie. The characters, of course, Happy and Chris McDonald, who plays Shooter McGavin. And Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, such a great movie.
So yesterday, in honor of the 25th anniversary, Happy Adam Sandler did what he did in the original movie, which is he did one of those sort of running drives and hit it a mile. So here is Adam Sandler kind of going at Shooter McGavin.
Okay, it's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens. Shooter McGavin, this is for you.
And I'm not lying to you, that is smashed.
And that went pretty well. You're dead, Shooter.
So there is Adam Sandler as Happy Gilmore. Now here is Chris McDonald, who fully embraces this as Shooter McGavin.
Nice drive, Gilmore. 25 years, huh? Let's see if it's Shooter's tour. Check it out. Oh, yeah. It's all about the short game. Drive for show, putt for the dough. Money. Shooter. Still got it. Well, thank you to all the fans, and thank you to you, Adam Sandler. And why don't you just meet me at the ninth green at 9, Gilmore? Little secret of the pros.
Wear something nice.
Okay. Oh, and Gilmore? Wear something nice. 25th anniversary, baby. Shooter out.
Shooter out.
Yeah, we did, back in the day when that movie came out, we did a whole show, or did a whole hour about Happy Gilmore, and a bunch of people came on. McDonald came in. Remember that?
We got everybody
but Sandler. We got Carl Weathers on the phone. Julie Bowen came in. Remember?
Yep, Julie Bowen.
Oh, you probably don't remember any of this because you never remember old shows.
Did we have Carl Weathers?
We had Carl on the phone, and Chris McDonald and Julie Bowen came in.
Did we have Bob Barker?
Bob was on the phone.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that must have been a good show. I don't remember it, but that must have been a good show.
You messed that up, I think, when you were telling Plunkett. I think Bob Barker is the one who says the price is wrong.
I don't think so.
Got the clip. Hang on.
All right,
hang on.
It is him.
Jorge's got the clip. I think that's what was surprising about it.
Oh.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
The price is wrong.
Oh, no, you're right. That's Adam.
Yeah, that's Adam. I thought it was Adam.
All right. Hey, so do you believe in astrology? Are you into when you were born?
I'm communing with a psychic or a medium from St. Louis, and it's working out.
All right, so you know today, February 17th, is the birthday of both Michael Jordan and Jim Brown. So arguably, the greatest basketball player
of all time, greatest running back in history.
Okay, so December 30th is the birthday, same day.
LeBron and Tiger Woods.
Correct. So if you are into astrology and you want your kid to be an athlete, Mace, do you want him to be born on December 30th, LeBron and Tiger Woods, or today, February 17th, Michael Jordan, Jim Brown? What do you think?
Give me – oh, that's tough. Give me LeBron and Tiger Woods. I think they've
That made is
more
the
money.
Correct answer, because what I didn't tell you is there's a third guy born on that day.
On December 30th?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Sandy Koufax.
Oh, Sandy Koufax. Yeah,
they all have the same birthday. So this is the second greatest sports birthday of the year, February 17th. Both Michael Jordan and Jim Brown. And Lindsay had kind of a fun fact about this. Michael Jordan's 58 and Jim Brown's 85. So they put you just reverse.
Oh,
the
they're
numbers.
Reversed. The numbers are reverse.
Yeah, and but isn't that weird that all those great athletes were born on five guys born on two different days?
Yeah, that's a great one. I would go with LeBron and Tiger Woods and Sandy Koufax, obviously. July 4th is like that. I think July 4th is Steinbrenner.
Al Davis.
Al Davis. Tom Cruise, or was that just the movie?
No, he was just the movie. But Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, or did they both die on the 4th?
They both
of July?
Died on that date. Yeah, they both died on that date. July 4th.
My birthday is very uneventful. Probably the two most famous people born on my birthday, which is July 15th, Forrest Whitaker and Damian Lillard.
Let's see. My born on my birthday, March the 23rd. The most famous person is YouTube star Karina OMG.
No, you're more famous than her.
Come on.
Wait a minute. She's got like 10 million followers on YouTube.
Yeah, but
she's definitely more famous.
You know, well, she's probably really good looking, and she's, you know, going to be on OnlyFans in a year. You're more famous than her.
I defend the people on OnlyFans.
Why?
Because they're just, it's a side hustle. Everybody needs a side hustle.
So why don't you go on OnlyFans?
Your side hustle is doing the Laker games. My side hustle is my podcast.
Right, but why don't you go on OnlyFans? You could do it, and you could make
God.
Money.
Oh, God.
You can monetize it.
Yeah, so I hate to think the people that would find me erotic.
Wait a minute. But I have a question. I was actually thinking about this when I was watching. There's a show on it. It's like an ABC special about like OnlyFans. There's plenty of people who are on OnlyFans that have no nude or sexual content on there.
Really?
There's a lot of them. There's people like Cardi B doesn't get like fully nude on there. And but that's just
she's almost
example.
Fully nude in her videos.
You're right.
She's got a long way to go.
That's one that might be a bad example, but there's a lot of people on there who use it just to do like, you know, the stuff that you show on Instagram, like, oh, here's inside my house. Here's where I broadcast from. There's a lot of famous people that use OnlyFans for that. And they have like thousands of subscribers.
By the way, Mace, did you go on Cameo?
No, I'm not. I don't want to be on Cameo. Somebody emailed the other day and said, would you do a Cameo message for my husband? It's his birthday. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm not going to charge you for it. To me, that's cheap. Like, you agreed to do it, right?
No, for Cameo? I'll do your message, whatever you want. But, James Worthy was trying to talk to me the other day that, you know, most Hall of Famers like him that are on there make tons of money doing it.
Right.
He's decided he's going to go on there.
Really?
And he's only going to charge $42 because he wore number 42 and it's retired by the Lakers.
Interesting.
Like, Kareem's $500. But I would pay $42 to get a message from James.
Oh, yeah, $42.
I don't think
he's
set it up yet, but that's what he's shooting for.
Does he take coupons? Can I do it for one?
Mace, if you want a message from him, I'll get it for you.
All right, good.
They do have promo codes. I did see there was like a clip about Cameo and how it works. I guess it was like a marketing thing for them. And they did this little sit down with Gilbert Gottfried, and he said that he gets hundreds of messages a day asking people, like, can you please tell my brother to go F himself? Can you tell my neighbor that
Does he do them?
Yeah. And he said that he gets hundreds of them a day, and he said they're all, and he recorded like 10 of them right then and there. And they
do
were
you know
like
what he charges?
15, 20 seconds long. I think he charges less than $100, but he said it's easy money. It's like you're getting paid for a couple of seconds worth of work.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
I'm not ruling it out, but I'm not ruling it in.
Yeah, I'm not ruling it in. It seems like I don't need any more hassle-y stuff. I've already got Instagram. I've got Twitter.
None of those are an income stream.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing okay.
I got my Bitcoin.
Mace,
you should do OnlyFans and do your exclusive behind the scenes content there.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I would not charge. Look, Ireland called me, said I was posing the other day. Earlier today, you called me a poser.
Yeah. No, I
appreciate our listeners. I appreciate the people out there. I would never charge them for doing. If you want to email me, venicemace@gmail.com, I'm happy to do a message for anyone that wants one. And Ireland, what's your email address?
venicemace@gmail.com. By the way, I was thinking about something today. You know, this is a complete reversal from the first 5 years we did the show. Do you remember in the beginning, I would give my email address and you said, I want to keep everything. This was before you were out.
Yes.
And you said, I want to keep everything personal. My email. And you would say my email address. We've completely reversed it.
Yeah. It used to be. And you gave your real email address.
I know. And I still have that. I still use that. I don't want to give it anymore. But
no.
I was like first 5 years of the show, I was giving out my phone number.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, no, you can email. I'll do any message for anybody. Go ahead, venicemace@gmail.com.
All right, so here's a hard one for you. It's well known that you love the F word.
Correct.
Will you include the F word in messages?
That is so interesting.
Because then you lose control of it. People could like post them. And you
that
could be cussing
so
somebody out.
Interesting.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do the F word in things you don't have complete control of.
I don't do the F word on the Culture Pop podcast, but the guests do.
You never have on Culture Pop?
I never have on Culture Pop. But my guests, a lot of the guests will drop an F bomb. And I've had a couple of comics who've dropped multiple F bombs. But I don't. I don't. It's not. I've got to be careful because I work for Disney Incorporated. All right, coming up next for you, tomorrow is a really, really big night in Los Angeles. The Lakers will be hosting the Brooklyn Nets. And
yeah,
we'll find
they
out
will.
What LeBron James says about that matchup. Coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, Mason and Ireland, what are you guys doing? I almost said thank you for being out there. Thank you for listening. But Ireland says I'm posing when I say that.
Yeah, a little bit. But it's in your routine.
Absolutely
so
not.
Go
Hang on, it. you got a clip, Jorge?
Yeah, I have receipts.
You never say thank you to the listeners.
I say it when I meet them individually.
Yeah. But you never say it on the show. You never say thank you very much.
I think you're a little bit of a poser when you do that. But you do it.
You're such an ass. That is ridiculous.
Okay.
But he you don't think I know you, who you know? Butters the bread around here?
Jorge, do you think Mason's like telling somebody what they want to hear, or is he being genuine?
No, he's telling people what they want to hear.
Yeah, Jorge, how can you say that?
What's wrong with telling people what they want to hear?
Nothing.
If that makes them
it's
feel better, then
what's wrong?
It's
normally Mason. He's normally not that guy.
I say that every single show multiple times.
I think you should keep doing it.
That's unbelievable. All right. So frustrating. All right, so tomorrow night, Lakers, first of all, win last night. They busted it open in the fourth quarter. LeBron James, unbelievable closer. Really good night for Dennis Schroeder. Really good night for the bench. Minnesota, one of the worst teams in the league, so not a good gauge about how this team is going to play against elite talent, John.
We don't know how much of that elite talent is going to be there.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, Kevin Durant hasn't played in the last two games of this road trip. Kyrie Irving didn't play last night. He's out the sore back. But the Nets are still pretty good. They're 6-0 against the West. And they're 3-0 in games where all of their starters are there. In other words, if the big three play with Joe Harris and DeAndre Jordan,
yeah,
they're 3-0. But they've only been together for three games. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, there's no AD, but we don't know about Kyrie or Durant. So it'll be interesting to see tomorrow night who shows up.
So last night after the Lakers beat Minnesota, LeBron James was asked about getting ready to play the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, it's always exciting for me to go against, you know, some of the best guys in the game, and they got three of them. They got three of the best guys in the game. You know, definitely love to be full when you're playing against a team like that and see you know, like at that point in the season where you match up, how you match up against some of the best teams in the league. And obviously we won't be full on Thursday. So, but other than that, yeah, I love going out there and just, you know, being out on the floor with some of the best that play this game.
And one more, here is Montrezl Harrell talking about the Nets.
Honestly, brother, I don't know. Honestly, I don't really care. We go into every game with a game plan on offense and defense is what we want to do in order to win that game. And that's going to be the same thing we're going to have to do when we play on Thursday. It's nothing no different. We're not circling that game. We're not putting any extra emphasis on that game. It's just like any other game. We're taking one game at a time. We're still learning, still growing, and still building with one another. And we're going to have to do it to a higher extent with losing one of our big pieces.
So getting ready for tomorrow night. And again, we don't know on Kyrie and we don't know on KD. Hopefully they play and hopefully somebody allows me to attend the game.
Well, and this is one of two games over the next 7 days that are going to be measuring stick games for the Lakers. So tomorrow night against Brooklyn and then Tuesday night at Utah.
Right.
So there's a game against Miami in the middle on Saturday night at Staples. But and Miami's really been struggling. But the game Tuesday next week is a really, you know, the Jazz are 23-5 and they've won 19 of their last 20 games. So that's, I mean, there's going to be two.
They're rolling, yeah.
Yeah, two great games to look forward to over the next week.
Hey, last week, did you guys, I wasn't here, did you talk about the LeBron flopping thing, the warning to LeBron and Kuzma?
A little bit. And
they were legit. I mean, that was a legit flop, the one
right.
I saw from
but
LeBron.
But you know what stood out about the LeBron one to me?
What?
It worked. The refs called it.
Yep.
So, I mean, if they want to go out and punish players for flopping, they can do that. But if the refs call it, I think most players are going to continue to flop. You've really got to – so the way this works is they both got warnings, Kuzma and LeBron. If they do it again, they get a $5,000 fine. Do it a third time, it's $10,000. Then it goes to, you know, like 20, 30, and by like the fifth or sixth time, there's a possibility of suspension. So I don't know if the incentives not to flop are big enough.
Yeah, here's Kendrick Perkins on the NBA warning LeBron about it.
So this is a new day and age, right? You have to adapt to your generation. This is what the game is. Time and time again, I hear guys like you and Stephen A. call this new league soft, and this is why. So you got to join them. If you can't beat them, join them. It's all about selling it to the referees. You got to be able to act to play in the NBA. That's just what it is.
You got to be able to act to play in the NBA, but you can't make your performance that obvious.
Well,
that was too obvious.
Except it worked.
It worked. It worked. But so, then you get called out afterwards. The best one, though, last week, did you see the Jimmy Butler flop?
Oh, yeah. When he like,
Oh, the
peeked,
Jimmy Butler flop was unbelievable.
When he peeked looked up to see if anybody was looking?
Right, right. And afterwards, he's squirming on the ground, writhing on the court, and he's looking for a flagrant one or something like that. And instead, the ref doesn't call it, and he just gets up, shrug shoulder emoji, and walks away from it. He was totally selling it the entire time. That he should have won an Academy Award for that one.
Well, he looks like a soccer player.
You got the breaking news sounder, Jorge? All right, Mace, I got breaking news.
Okay.
This just came down 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
Kevin Durant, hamstring, will miss his third straight game Thursday versus the Lakers, while Kyrie Irving is probable.
So no KD, but probably Kyrie.
Right. And so no Durant, no Anthony Davis tomorrow, but we could have Kyrie, James Harden, and LeBron.
Okay. That's better. Get two of them. Two of the three is not bad. Should be a great matchup. Should be a great night that I'm hoping to attend if somebody gives me a press credential.
Have you requested one?
No. Who do I even ask?
Allison.
Oh, okay. I will go to her. By the way, breaking news on 710 ESPN, powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons. And coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Lindsay's game today. So I got a chance to square it up with Ireland right now. The score for February, Ireland 4, Mason 3, Michael Thompson 3. Lindsay won, Jorge won, and Momo won one while I was gone. I got to even it up with Ireland. This is my best chance to win a month. We'll do it next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber, and they want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. The game today is Lindsay's, and Jorge can play, John can play, I can play. Lindsay, describe your game.
Well, in honor of our random line from a movie that fans of it instantly know, we're going to do something similar on Game of Games.
Got it.
I'm going to give you guys a pretty well-known movie quote, and you just have to use your name as your buzzer and tell me which movie it's from.
Okay.
Simple enough, right?
Yep.
Ah.
Okay. Here we go. Number one. I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Mason.
Mace.
Silence of the Lambs.
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. I thought that one was kind
of
hard.
Last line of the movie.
Yep. All right. Number two. $1 million isn't cool. You know what's
Mace,
cool?
Ireland.
Mace, I think you were there
Social
first.
Network.
Yep, that's right. I thought that one was hard. Dang, you're on
that
a roll,
was,
Mace.
That was Justin Timberlake who said
yep.
that.
Yep. All
who
right.
was playing
number
Sean
three.
Parker in that movie.
Number three. Roads, where we're
Jorge.
Going. Jorge.
Back to the Future.
That's right. That one after your quote you played earlier.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of had an edge there.
All right, so after three, Mason's got two, Jorge's got one. John is yet to scratch.
Yet to scratch, as Stu Lance would say.
All right, next one. Keep the change, you filthy
Mason.
Animal. Mace?
Don't know.
Jorge.
Jorge?
Home Alone.
That's right. Probably my second favorite movie of all time. Well, Mace, you let Jorge catch up to you now.
Yes.
Each of you guys.
Now I'm just rooting for Jorge. I'm too far behind to catch anybody.
Well, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got a couple more. So we're
all right.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Next one. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
John.
Mason.
John.
That's Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah. You knew that one right away.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew you're a big Mean Girls guy. You're a big Lindsay Lohan guy.
Yeah. That was the Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
Yep. Also known as Regina George in that movie.
Yep.
All right. Next one. Get busy living or get busy
okay.
dying.
Mason.
Jorge, you were there
Shawshank
first.
Redemption.
That's right. Jorge takes the lead.
Jorge in the lead.
Three
wow.
for Jorge, two for Mace, John with one. All right, I've got four left, so let's see
okay,
if we can
I better
get, all
get
these
to
in here.
Step in here.
All right, next one. Boy, that escalated quickly.
John.
John?
Anchorman.
Wait, I was
I heard
there.
John. No, I heard John.
Oh, I'm on a
whiner.
Delay.
He's caught up to you now, Mace. So
I'm
Jorge's
on a delay.
Got three.
Oh, yeah, like
Mace
I'm not.
John,
okay.
Two. All right, so we've got three more here. Pressure's on. Are you not entertained?
John.
Mason.
John.
Gladiator.
That's right. John ties Jorge for the lead. Three for each of you guys. Mason has two, and we've got two left. So, Mace, you need this one to stay in the race, okay?
Okay.
I'm just one stomach flu away
John.
From...
Mason.
John.
What?
Devil Wears Prada.
Ah. I
Mace,
had
that
these.
Was yours. That was yours for the taking.
You're out, Mace.
I use that line all the time, by the way. I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight.
All right. Last one here. Jorge, if you get it, then you and John tie and we'll go on
yeah,
to the tiebreaker. Okay. Excuse me. I believe you have my stapler.
John.
John?
Office Space.
That's right.
Man, what a comeback.
That was a good comeback. Good job, John. You were way,
wow,
way behind.
I was off to such a rousing start.
Oh, Mace, you had
that
it.
That was impressive. Impressive. And that was
then
that
it
was
all
like,
fell apart.
Totally made right just for you, Mace, with that Devil Wears Prada line. I thought
yeah,
you were going to
no.
get that.
Why was that tailor made for me?
Because I've heard you say that
gay.
Before.
Is it because I'm gay?
No, because I've heard you say that before.
Yeah, I have said that line. I
when
have
you
said
were
that
sick,
line.
You literally said that your one stomach flew away from your goal weight.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Everybody has one stomach flew away from their goal weight. John, what is your goal weight?
185 is where I like to be. That's where I feel not too heavy, not too light. I'm actually a little under it right now.
Oh, shoot. I gotta, stop bragging.
No, I got to eat more.
Stop bragging.
But last night will help. We had Gus's last night. So
yeah.
Adam Bronstein brought in Gus's. Are you holding at your 190 or did you go back up?
I'm holding at 190. I can't quite get under it. My goal is to get to 185 to see what that looks like.
Yeah, right? that's perfect for me. You'll feel good at 185.
Yeah, but I was 217 in August, so I am down.
And did you say yesterday at Singer's wedding you were at 230?
235.
I don't ever remember you being that big. Do you think that was New York related, that you were depressed?
God, I was eating like crazy. You know what? It was the rise of Krispy Kreme donuts, and they would deliver them warm.
Well, and plus you were living in a place where it's cold, so you probably didn't exercise as much, right?
No, not exercise at all.
You know what's crazy is we haven't seen each other really in an entire year, so we all could look completely different by the time we see each other again.
I barely remember what you look like, Lindsay.
Well, thanks.
I only saw Lindsay once or twice while she was like coming in.
Yep. Yep.
It's
going to be a different world. Like, do you guys know Jorge and I have to start getting tested because we go into the station now?
Yeah.
They're going to start testing us. You know, Jorge, it's a self-test too. You swab your own nose.
And then you take it back in or send it in or whatever it is. Yep.
How long does that process take?
They say 24 to 48 hours. Which doesn't make a lot of sense, because what happens if you have it and then you don't find out until 2 days later?
That makes zero sense.
So yeah, that makes no sense at all.
Like, I think I told you guys this story. When my mom was coming up for the Super Bowl, I have one of those rapid tested places around the corner from me. And I went over there and I took the test. And by the time I got home, I got a text saying I was negative. Like, they can tell your results in 15 minutes.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, I'm not going to jump in line, but I'm definitely trying to get the vaccine at the earliest possible.
Hey, by the
time.
Way, you're kind of issuing conflicting feelings on going to this Laker game tomorrow night. You've said that you will not go anywhere. You won't go out. You won't go to restaurants. You won't go anywhere in public until you get your shots, and you don't have your shots, and you want to go to the Laker game.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I mean, I didn't have my shots and I went to the World Series. So it all depends on how big a deal is it. Like, I'm not going to go sit in a restaurant or sit at a restaurant.
I did on Saturday. You know who I saw, by the way, when I went out on Saturday?
Who?
Dr. Grant Stevens. Said to say hi to you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were in the same restaurant on Saturday night.
All right. So I'm trying to nail the out time. Coming up next for
you. No, you have time. The out time, Jorge, is 52, right?
51:30.
Okay. So you have 45 seconds. Do you have a clock?
I do. I've got a clock in front of me, and I tend to nail this this out time, which I am terrible at.
Okay, so
birthday twice, like when you brush your teeth.
If you get a credential tomorrow, does that mean that you'll go? Now, you can't go down to the court. You'll be in the yellow section, not the red section. So you'll be up with the other media, and you have to wear masks the whole time.
Of course.
You cannot bring any food or drink in.
Will I have to sit near anyone?
No, you'll be 6 feet away from whoever. And it probably depends on whether or not they have a seat for you. But you'll be 6 feet away from any other person.
Let me think about that for 10
seconds. You can get water, but nothing else. They won't let you have anything but water.
Hey, coming up next for you, Sedano, LZ, and Kaplan.
Happy birthday, Kaplan.
710 ESPN.